Hey there, warriors. Welcome back to Mental War, your daily dose of Spartan discipline and mental toughness. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, here to help you conquer procrastination and build an unstoppable mindset. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up over mistakes? You know that feeling when you trip over thin air and immediately start berating yourself? That's not the Spartan way. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. It's about recognizing that we're all human, that we make mistakes, and that setbacks are a part of life. But it's also about being kind to ourselves in those moments, instead of letting self-criticism take over. Think about it. You wouldn't yell at your best friend for messing up, right? You'd probably offer a shoulder to lean on, a listening ear, and maybe even some helpful advice. So why are we so quick to treat ourselves with harsh judgment? That inner critic can be a real pain in the, well, you know. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you cultivate a self-compassionate mindset. 1. Recognize your humanity. This is huge, folks. We all screw up. We all have weaknesses. And we all experience moments of doubt and fear. Embracing our imperfections is the first step towards self-acceptance. You are not defined by your mistakes. You are defined by how you learn and grow from them. Remember that time you tried to bake a cake and it ended up looking like a volcanic eruption? Yeah, we've all been there. But instead of letting that disaster define you, you probably learned a few things about baking, right? 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment is key to self-compassion. When those negative thoughts start creeping in, take a deep breath and acknowledge them without judgment. Don't get swept away by the storm of your own mind. Observe it with curiosity and kindness. Imagine yourself as a calm observer watching the waves crash on the shore. They come and go, but you remain steady and grounded. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Remember that supportive friend who always has your back. Now imagine treating yourself with the same level of care and understanding. Would you berate a friend for making a mistake? Of course not. You'd offer encouragement, support, and maybe even a few laughs to lighten the mood. So why not extend that same kindness to yourself? 4. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real pain in the, well, you know, but we don't have to listen to it all the time. When those harsh thoughts arise, challenge them with evidence and compassion. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or would I say this to a friend? Replacing negative self-talk with positive affirmations can make a world of difference. 5. Practice gratitude. Focusing on the good things in your life can shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of appreciation. Take time each day to acknowledge the things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a warm cup of coffee to the laughter of loved ones. Remember, gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity and stress. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who's been struggling with a major project deadline. She's feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and her inner critic is going wild. You're not good enough, it whispers. This is never going to work. But instead of letting those negative thoughts consume her, Sarah takes a deep breath, practices mindfulness, and reminds herself, I am capable, I am strong, and this is just a challenge to overcome. She treats herself with kindness, breaks down the project into manageable steps, and focuses on the progress she's making. Sarah's story illustrates how self-compassion can help us navigate difficult times with resilience and grace. So, remember, warriors, building a self-compassionate mindset is an ongoing journey. It takes practice, patience, and a willingness to treat yourself with kindness, but the rewards are well worth the effort. Increased resilience, reduced stress, improved mental well-being, and a deeper connection with yourself. Ready to embrace your inner Spartan warrior? Head over to our website, mentalwarpodcast.com, to join our community of warriors and share your thoughts on how you're cultivating self-compassion in your lives. And don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep pushing forward and remember, you are stronger than you think.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.